we've got a rock concert happening.
Yes, we have. Friday, we have 9 bands playing at the Music Room in Burdaby,
yeah.
Which is a great venue. And the bands we have playing are the Desert Ramblers, Rock Spiders. Rock Spiders, one of my personal favourite bands in Dubai.
Excellent.
They're always a stopper. Whenever we have someone coming over, it's always a point of taking them to see the Rock Spiders. Amazing band.
So what makes them amazing?
Well, they're a Filipino band, and they have guitarists, keyboard players, drummers, 3 singers, 3 female singers. But I think it's the range of the music that they choose. We're talking like Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the full range, and they really bang it out. And they all take different turns in doing stuff. And the guitarist is really, really good. They've won the Dubai Best Band about 4 times in the last 10 years.
Fantastic.
They just are really, really good. Just great fun. Great fun. You've also got Universal Rogue playing, which is a friend of mine's a drummer for them. Quite a good band. They're a local band as well. Got Aldo Rock and the Footprints, Flames Reignited, Anthem, Exceed, Riff Raff, and The Vinyl Project.
Great names.
Absolutely. And you've got 6... hours. 6
Brilliant.
Hours of classic rock tunes. And one of the nice things, I think, because there is not the, amazing... There's not loads and loads of bands always playing here. There's lots of bands playing that are, in different places and hotels and stuff. But to have lots of bands playing in one day... where actually you're going to know 90% of the songs, because most of them will be covers, could be really, really good fun.
Mm.
Really good fun. So
I think it's great. And the fact that we've got that local grown, talent.
Yeah.
It, brilliant. And it's a great venue down in Burdaby, the Music Room. It's at the Majestic. Are the timings, Dylan?
That's a very, very good question. I don't have any details about that. Let me find out the timings for you, and we'll say that a little bit later, but I'm presuming it will start. If it's 6 hours, it will start around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm presuming, but I will confirm that.
Okay, so also we've been looking online, and of course we have our Groupon sites that are becoming very popular here in Dubai with deals of the day and the like. So we've pulled out 3, and I'll start with the first one here. This is at gonabit.com, and if you go on there today, they've got a one night stay at the Habtor Grand Resort and Spa with breakfast and lunch buffet, 60 minute massage for 2 adults as well, and the pool and beach access for the day also. This is at 699 dirhams. The original value is 1780 dirhams, so 61% discount. Brilliant deal there. So you've got another 80 hours to nab this deal on gonabit.com. Again, we can get to take advantage of the great hotels we've got here, not only in Dubai, but in Fujairah, in the Emirates, go up to the Oman as well, and just kind of stay local, get into some beautiful hotels, spas, great food, and for really good prices.
And the season's coming for that as well now. All the hotels will be offering deals. And so when you've got these group buy websites as well, if the hotels are already offering a deal because there's not that many people around, not many people running around in the summer of Ramadan, then what a great opportunity to actually go to a group website and get a better deal than the deal that's already on.
Isn't
that fantastic?
Yeah. Okay, Dennis. So you've got there.
I've seen one for the Minisiyahi. This is actually from Kabon.com. And... I don't know why I picked this out, but it's a beauty package for 500 dirhams. I think the reason I picked it out is the fact that it's half price. So it is for men and women.
Good.
But the value is 1,000 dirhams. Now, if that's your thing, if that's what you like to do, you like to go to a spa, a salon, you like to have going to get yourself pampered for a day, why not save 500 dirhams?
Too right.
Why not do it and save 100? In fact... Would you be earning money whilst you're getting massage? Is that how it works?
That's a nice thought. You can be thinking about that while you're lying there relaxing. Yeah, how lovely. That's great. So what are the details there? How long have you got to get that deal? Or is there a time on it?
So it's available until the 18th of June.
Mm-hmm.
You can refer friends as well. It's valid for 60 days from the date of issue. The prior booking, you need to book in advance, and there's a maximum of 2 Kabon vouchers per person.
Right. Good.
You can't redeem it for cash.
No.
Just to let you know.
You can't have everything, can you? If it's a good enough deal,
if
I think.
If you're going to lie down getting massaged, earning money, then...
Yeah, too right.
I think it's enough, really, isn't it?
YallaBanana.com. YallaBanana.com. They've got today's deal, which is at the Organic Foods and Cafe. This is if you want to eat healthily at your brunch or go and have breakfast at the Organic Foods and Cafe. And they do wonderful food. I'm a big fan of their cafe. Then you can eat healthily, pay just 25 dirhams for a voucher that's worth 50 dirhams. And you can spend it on the breakfast menu, and it's available all day, and you can eat as much as you want. So you've got 15 hours to go and get that deal. YallaBanana.com.
I love the fact that we say, you've got 15 hours. You've got 15 hours, or this deal
and
will
the clock's
terminate.
Ticking.
Yeah, tick tock. Go.
Wonderful. Now, it is Father's Day on Sunday for those that are celebrating marking. And I find it interesting because Mother's Day, I think there's about three Mother's Days for different countries around the world. But with Father's Day, I believe there's only one.
Yes. It's actually a real bone of contention in our house because my wife is Russian and they are really into their International Women's Day. So we do have, two different forms of Mother's Day. We do have International Women's Day. There's a couple of other Russian holidays that I'm get slapped about to make sure we celebrate as well. And then we come to one Father's Day. So I'm thoroughly looking forward to see what my little monkeys have got planned for me. I've heard them whispering in Russian, thinking that I don't understand a single word of what they're saying. But
and they're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So they look at me and point. I kind of figure it might be about me. so I'm quite excited about what can happen. Actually, I think it's a lovely day. It's nice to actually have someone turn around and say, "We love you being dad."
Yeah.
You know?
It's nice to hear, actually, from the dads, from the fathers, how they feel about it. Because, I guess, for women, you sort of expect that they like to have their gifts. And everybody likes to have a gift. But it is a sort of feminine thing. We're much more, I think, used to the Mother's Day concept than perhaps the Father's Day. And maybe you think the dads, yes, it's nice and they're touched, but they're not so bothered. But I wonder how you'd feel if, Sunday came along, the 19th of June, and it went, and you didn't get a card or a present or anything, how you'd feel.
I think that's when you'd be able to tap into the raw emotion of fathers and Father's Day, if it's gone past and you didn't get anything. I think that's when you'd see an emotional dad.
Well,
on the Sunday, if you do get something, I'm sure, lots of the men are very reserved and, thank you very much. Absolutely nothing.
Well, I don't know if they've all got that accent, Dylan, but anyway,
where
yes,
are the actions
sure.
coming from today?
On Sunday with Samina Shaheem, cross-cultural psychologist, we're going to be looking at fathers, actually, across the cultures, dads, and through history as well, how the role has changed in different cultures. So tune into that from 10 o'clock. When we come back now, though, when we come back in just a moment, we're going to be looking and giving you some tips of what gifts you could give to your father this coming Sunday. So do stay with us.